Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Walker Whalen with Indianola Boys Track. Walker, thank you very much for joining us. I want to go back. Yeah, thank you. So at the end of last track season, knowing that you had this year ahead, and I think it was a big season for boys track, kind of talk about your off-season experiences. I know a lot of other stuff going on, but still boys track on the back of your mind.
So, as soon as the season ended, continued in the summer to throw as much as I could in any track meets I could get into. And then from there, just continued to lift and improve overall for not only track, but also football and wrestling. So, yeah, a lot of lifting and as many track meets as I could get in.
Well, talk a little bit about those extra track meets, because I know, you know, it's good company that you're always in, because I feel like it is the athletes who really want to be there and excel at track. So I feel like it's kind of that extra thing you can improve on.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a lot of good competition. My dad and I probably went to track meet every weekend, found some. Sometimes had to drive a couple hours, but we always found some and always had good competition, so which helped me improve, because obviously you want to throw against yourself and compete against yourself and make yourself better, go for better PRs. But it makes it a lot easier to do that when you have someone else to compete against as well.
Well, I know coming off of last year's track season, you know, it felt like I said, a lot of high performances, record-breaking in some measure, and then off of this year's football season and wrestling, it kind of felt like there was some hype going into this year's track season. Is that what you felt?
Yeah, for sure. It was. We had a lot of success, which was awesome. With track and football. So I'm excited to see where we go from here.
Well, I know it's not an easy subject to talk about, but kind of walk me through your experiences once you found out that there wasn't going to be a season and really that school was canceled for the rest of the year.
Well, at first when the first meet got canceled and it was kind of like we weren't sure if the whole season was going to get canceled or not, I continued to go out and throw whenever I could just to be ready. So if we did have one or two track meets at the end of the year, that I'd be ready to throw and get the best of my ability. But as soon as it, which I was obviously bummed when the first one got canceled, but as soon as the entire season got canceled, I was extremely bummed because didn't get a track meet in. And I was excited for my sophomore season, see where I would pick up where I left off in distance wise. But I was excited to see how I would do this year and compete. So yeah, I was very bummed. Everyone on the team was.
Yeah, so something I've heard from a lot of the Indianola boys track athletes has been, you know, it was a large group of underclassmen that really felt like standout, but above them it was kind of this smaller group of seniors that were the leaders of the squad. Talk about your interactions there kind of with the upperclassmen.
Yeah, so with the upperclassmen, you said?
Yeah, with like the seniors.
Yeah. They are really amazing leaders. We have a couple throwers, which I'm around the most, which are good leaders. They're fun guys to be around. But then they're good at being, when it's time to focus in, you dial in and pay attention to coach. And then, all the other seniors from sprinters, long distance, jumpers, every senior was a good leader, good role model in stretching and paying attention to coach. Like, yeah, you can goof off once in a while, but you got to know when to lock in and pay attention. So, yeah, good role models to have.
Something I've heard from a lot of the underclassmen as well, and, you know, you can feel free to join in, is that this season kind of put things in perspective on how much the season does matter and how you have to take advantage of the season when it's there. Is that how you feel?
Yes, for sure. Especially last year, kind of like just went into it like, oh, yeah, just kind of here to have fun, but now that we don't have this season, I'm extremely bummed and realized how much I'm missing this sport of track. So, yeah, took advantage of it.
All right. Well, what are your plans for over the summer to not only improve in track but get ready for another season of Indians football?
I just lift, work on speed, foot speed, just overall becoming a better athlete. But, yeah, a lot of lifting. So, get bigger and stronger to help in all sports.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thank you.